Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Who doesn't love shopping at Target? Did you know the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target? And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. But wait, there's more. Now you've got a new way to save with Target Circle 360. With unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's. Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35. For a 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
I am all in.
More, more, more. I wanna kiss you more.
I am all in with Scott Patterson, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hey, everybody. I am Scott Patterson, and this is the I Am All In podcast from iHeartRadio. We got an email from a fan, a woman named Kim down in Dallas, Texas, and she happens to be a therapist. You know, we want to get into it with her and kind of break down, you know, the episode and sort of look a little deeper under the hood into what is making these characters tick and why they're imperfect. And, you know, maybe we can sort of change the oil or tighten a screw here and there, you know, for your edification or for our own, and see why these characters are imperfect and why they're interacting in the way that they're interacting and reacting and overreacting and underreacting, and, you know, all kinds of psycho babble. And it's just going to be a fun exploration with Kim.
Yeah, it's a little therapy session.
It is kind of a little therapy session. I think it's a good idea to do that every once in a while on the podcast.
Lord knows you're going to need it.
Kim, help me with my Max obsession.
You know, exactly.
I need to just relax and be free of it. But, you know, I got to be true to how I feel. I'm really feeling these things. So it's really not a therapy session for me. It's really for us to dissect, you know, what makes these characters tick. And I think it's really fascinating because these are very, very complex, and deeply drawn characters. I mean, these are not your average TV characters. So there's a lot going on here, a lot of generational stuff, a lot of conflict, and we're gonna put our little brains together and form a little rock pile and see if we can figure it out. And is she waiting? She's in the waiting room. Okay, let's bring her in. Hey, Kim.
Kim, lay it on us, because this is a little debate I've been wanting to have.
Okay, so what exactly? I think I'm nervous too. I'm like, am I debating? Because I want to say this. This is not to negate nor minimize Luke's feelings towards her, towards this mocking behavior. So, because the feelings are the feelings. So I always want to, I'm a therapist, so feelings are big. So this is not to negate. So, and so if it's hurtful, it's hurtful, but I'm just wondering if there's a possible different perspective. Does that land differently? So
who walks into a diner that's respectful and says, "Dance, burger boy"?
Okay, that's right.
Give me a freaking break.
You know what? You're right. It is mocking. And like I said, he has every reason to have his feelings, be offended by it, have his feelings hurt by it. And so not everything that she does is, I don't think it's intended to be hurtful, but I still think it can be hurtful. But I do think that that aspect of her personality, I do think it's protective. And I do think she's had it for a long time. Like I said in the email, Luke's got this grumpiness and it's a natural boundary. I think there's like later on episodes where he's like, who's gonna call me on anything? Who's gonna ask me anything? And I think it's harder when you're a female to do that. I mean, we know some women that do that, but it's hard to do that. So it's a very approachable, amiable type of personality. But I think it's also very boundaried in that she's presenting this kind of silly zaniness, and she's also very witty and very fast. And so you really need to know what she's talking about to even join in. So a lot of people are just like, okay, I'm out. And I think that's really boundaried of her. And I think later on, and not to give anything away, but I think later on when she and Luke do have a relationship, or at least a deeper relationship, I think he knows how to turn that off. Mm. And I think sometimes he doesn't mind, because he knows a different version of her. And so maybe that's safer. And I can't speak to that, Scott. It's my assumption.
I just think it comes from a sense of entitlement, from an upper crust person who looking down her nose at working class people.
I think
it's an aspect of her personality that she can never shake, because that is in her DNA, and she feels a sense of entitlement in that town, even though she presents different aspects of her personality at different times. That's one aspect of her personality that I found. And I'm not criticizing the actress. I'm not criticizing Lauren. Yeah. I don't want the fans to get this wrong. It's just that when you walk into a diner and say, "Dance for me, burger boy," this kind of thing, I get it. It's not that big a deal. It shouldn't land that hard. But at the end of the day, if you want to sit around and analyze it, it's not how people operate in a small town.
You don't think it's flirting? I think you tease and sort of rib the ones you love the most. And it's like, you're testing the waters. I mean, it goes back to third grade. Like, the boy that pulled your hair liked you. He had a crush on you. So that's what I think.
But it still hurt when you pulled my hair. And I may not have read it as you liking me.
So you're saying that she's kind of gaga for me, and she doesn't know how to express it. And maybe she just didn't even know she feels that way. It's unconscious, maybe, on a certain level.
Yeah, I do. I don't think this. Okay. So again, this is pure speculation, but I think this is something she developed a long time ago.
Yes.
It was a really, really protective device with her mother. And I think we've all done this before. If you've ever been around somebody, whether you like them or you don't like them, sometimes you can kind of put on my game face, and I'm going to go in here just to be a little bit more armored up, a little bit more padded up, if you will, to be able to deal with this. But here's the thing, as a therapist, I work with this. I work with protective parts of people's personalities. Once that gets turned on, it's hard to turn that off. Mm-hmm. It is, because it's turned on because it allows you to navigate the environment that you're in. So like in my world, when people come in to see me, they're like, well, it's not working because you're no longer in that environment though. So this part that I'm assuming is a protector, I don't know if she can turn it off consciously.
Yep. It's their thing now, Scott. I think Luke and Lorelai have this thing.
She thinks they do. Maybe he doesn't though.
I think he has it too. I think it goes both ways. But like you were saying, once in a blue moon, it hurts and it lands weird.
And yeah. I don't think he's interpreting it as flirtatious at all. And it very, very well may be. But she's the type of personality in that dynamic with Luke where, yes, that behavior from whence she came now being applied into this situation with how Luke makes her feel, walking into that diner makes her feel safe, or whatever her feeling is, or lust or love or any kind of residual feeling she might be having, is the kind of a personality that gets involved with somebody like a Luke where they're always having to explain themselves and they didn't mean to say that, you're too sensitive and it's a mess. Because they're always having to, because like you say, you can't be unlearned. And you're always sitting that person down saying, listen, that hurt. I didn't lie. If Luke ever even gets to that point in the first place where he's going to be, so understanding, like, hey, you can't come into the diner and talk to me that way. It hurts me. It's disrespectful in front of my customers and absolutely. I'm not a burger boy and don't talk to me that way. I'm a grown man. I'm not going to dance for you, burger boy. That kind of a thing. And I don't mean to make, something.
No,
out of nothing,
I think
but
this
it's
is a great point.
It is an interesting
point.
But I think
Luke does it to her too.
How? Where? When?
I think there's plenty of times when Luke makes little joke isn't the right word. Sarcasm isn't quite the right word, but it's sort of all of those things where if she's sort of having a bad day, it could land weird on her, but really it's just your way. It's the way of Luke and Lorelai.
They're protectors. I mean, to me, they're both protectors, though,
Right.
The grumpiness keeps people at bay from you. You're in the middle of a very small town. Mm-hmm. Everybody's in everybody's business. I mean, I don't want to ask you a lot of questions. You're going to bite my head off. I mean, that's a very effective way to have a boundary.
Right.
Come behind the counter, Suki.
but I really think that these are two social classes being smashed together and conflicting. That's what it is. He comes from a certain social class. She comes from on high and she's lowering herself and is very comfortable being in that town surrounded by supporting, lovely people that she can express love for.
But she's boundaried with all of them, though.
She's boundaried with all of them?
Yeah, she kind of does that little shtick with everybody.
She does. She does.
With the exception, Suki sees through it sometimes. That's why she asks the questions, and then you'll see. Suki will kind of poke a little bit because she knows her. And you'll see Lorelai get more what we consider more defensive and more irritated with it. Yeah.
But even dismissive. Mm-hmm.
Very dismissive of
but
it.
And there's a scene in one of the first episodes. Oh, when I rant and rave at her before, like get out from behind my counter thing, which I thought was really over the top, which meant actually something else. Overhearing them talking about Max Medina just pissed him off. Like, is this woman so unconscious that she's doing this right in front of me? Doesn't she know how I feel? And I don't have. So I'm mad at myself. I'm mad at her. That kind of thing because I don't have the guts to say anything, but she was condescending to Suki in the conversation prior because there was she said something, there was a little word play that Lorelai does and went right over Suki's head and Lorelai just went, never mind, you're not smart enough to figure it out kind of a thing. You know what I mean? And that's okay but yes, it does show itself with other characters. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, the beauty of this is she's perfectly imperfect, though. But the other thing I have to say, and again, with my therapist part, this part of her, this kind of silly part, you have to, She left at 16?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so she left at 16. So my guess would be this isn't a new aspect to her. This is probably something that she's been doing a long time to protect herself from her mother and those around her that she didn't fit in with. So sometimes I think when this comes out, you're dealing with a teenager girl. This part is not an adult. And teenagers, you know.
It's a case of arrested emotional development.
Yeah, absolutely.
In we that see that aspect with trauma. Of her personality, yes.
Yeah.
Exactly, yeah. Scott. Interesting. Exactly.
And the cool thing about it, though, that I really value in the writing of this, though, is that it's really like sometimes that part of her personality is so useful. You know, it's very disarming. It de-escalates. It's great in the job that she has.
Very charming.
Very charming. It makes her very approachable. But like you said, when someone's trying to get to know her and that part comes out, which it's almost, it's automatic. Because we don't know. We're not privy because it's a dramedy. We don't know what she's protecting when she walks into this town.
Mm-hmm. We don't.
We don't know. And we know that. We've seen it because we'll see it later on that she is pretty vulnerable. And I did notice too, when the characters, when your character and her character are alone together, they do speak differently. The guard goes down on both of you.
Mm-hmm.
And then when there's somebody around, it comes back up. It's almost like I always look at it like the, you know, when you like somebody and you're a teenager and people are picking on you. And so you want to just avoid that. And so the whole town, I mean, these are two very attractive people. They're single. People are going to want to see them together. And there's all this speculation. So how do you protect from that? Well, I don't show it. I'm going to treat him the way I treat everybody else. Mm-hmm. That way you can't pick on me.
Right. The scene that really brought it home for me about the sheer devastation to that family and Emily and Richard and the crushing disappointment that they experienced when they had to cancel her coming out party, her debutante. Ball. And that scene really drove the point home about how utterly disappointed and how shamed and how crushed they were by Lorelai 16 years prior. When Rory brought down the yearbook and said these pictures and look at how pretty mom was. Oh yeah, that was right before that was her dress for the debutante ball. Oh, I didn't know she had one. And Emily says she didn't.
And that's her protector. Emily's wow. wall.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. They don't acknowledge it in a way like, and she was pregnant with you. It was this, it was hushed. And then you feel shame.
And it's what you did to me. What you did to me. So to the other side of this, because, you know, everybody's got a perspective on it. So to the other side of this, Lorelai lives with, look what I did to my parents. They will never forgive me. What drove her to do some of her crazy stuff before? Probably she wasn't accepted in that world or seen.
Well, not after she got pregnant. Yeah.
But I always think what led up to that? It wasn't like.
Right. There was a reason she got pregnant.
I like in Emily sometimes. I think she's got more couth, but I like in Emily sometimes with Paris. So I'm thinking, what would Paris be like as a mom?
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be about me.
Right.
It's always going to be about how do I make you look good?
Right.
And so I can only imagine, I mean, no one's going to call Child Protective Services on them. They didn't do anything like that, but she, I don't think she was seen. And in that kind of environment, it's so much more important. At least that's what we see in the show that you
that's
need
right.
to appear this way.
Right.
This is what we do.
Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices, and vacation disappears quicker than ice cream melts. But what if summer doesn't have to come with a scorching price tag? What if there's another way? With IKEA, your plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Dreamy getaways can mean the perfect reading nook right outside your window, picnic in the shade, or taking your morning coffee to meet the morning sun. Really, any meal tastes better outside. Create that summer escape for family and friends and start planning a better, more affordable summer right now. You can be the host with the most and the least worries. This summer, make your doorstep the perfect vacation destination with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at PurdueGlobal.edu.
This is why, Scott, we're able to have a podcast like this where we talk about each episode, because these characters, yours, Lauren's, Alexis, are so complicated.
Yeah, they really are.
Very, very flawed characters.
Yeah.
Very flawed characters make the most interesting characters.
If they were one-dimensional, this podcast would be so boring and dumb.
Well, the show wouldn't be very good either. But right. I know it's a dramedy, so they can't go into the, you know, and I appreciate that too, because it's, I think it lets make it fun. But, mm-hmm. but yeah, they are complex. I mean, all the main characters, you get to see all the different sides of them. But I was thinking, even when you guys finally come together, right before we have the big kiss, both of you are armored up so heavily.
Wait a minute, we kiss? Oh, no, you ruined it for me. I didn't know we kissed. Oh, no, I'm kidding. It's just being stupid. Go ahead.
But right before that happens, and there's this whole incident with that, he tries to talk to her. And find out, you're like, I'm not a mysterious man here. And she's like, well, the clothes, yeah, the clothes are a little bit of a head scratcher. But right there, he's like, stop. And she goes into her protective place. And then he goes into his protective place, kind of that grumpiness, be straight with me. And then right before it happens, they both just kind of drop it. She drops it and she's vulnerable. And she actually tells you, yeah, you were right. What you saw was right. There was a moment, what she says. And then he actually takes action. So in that moment, they're able to both kind of drop the guard. But they were there right there. The guards were still up right until that moment.
I think they both feared. I think I can't speak for her. I think it took me 4 years because I was so absolutely terrified of being rejected by her, because I was already being rejected by her.
Yeah. Yeah.
The way she spoke to me, her attitude toward me specifically. and the ability that, you know, the Arrested Development that gave her the license to say, dance for me, Burger Boy, that kind of a thing. It's like, I love this woman. I know she's been disrespectful to me. I know this isn't going to work. I'm not from her world. I can't function in that world. That's a, that world of money and privilege and power is alien to me. I can't swim in those waters. I still love her. I still have to do this.
Do you think that's how Luke feels, even though it might not actually be true, that Luke feels less than, or I'm not from her world, even though Lorelai doesn't think that at all? Is that Luke's sort of, I don't know, his flaw, his chip on his shoulder?
But that's, I think that's the $64,000 question. Does she feel that?
I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
But we have a long road ahead.
And if she doesn't, but there are times that she sort of slips and lets out that she does feel that way.
That she does feel better than, or that she does like Luke?
Since when has a person from that social standing not felt that way? Having fought, and especially, they're going to overcompensate in a situation where they've fallen from such a great height. And now they're in this small town, you know, and she's dealing with all her issues, you know, and trying to sort out her life. And now she's back involved with her mom and dad who, you know what I'm saying? So it's triggering her in all these ways that she can't control or predict. And it's coming out at me. It's coming out at her daughter. It's like, like I said before, earlier in the podcast, and maybe you can help me with this. You know, I put myself in the situation where I'm with my dad, my mom's gone, and I'm 16 years old, and I wake up one morning, and there's my science teacher sleeping on the couch, Mrs. Steckler. I'm like, Dad, what are you doing? Are you dating her? What's that? What's happened? I mean, that's a small town. That's such a scandal in a small town that nobody would do that, which is, you know, again, we already had the debate about suspension of disbelief, but what's your take on that?
Right.
About that particular, about that her type, doing that?
That kind of behavior, taking that, like having no sense of boundaries to protect her own child. And I don't mean to sound so critical, but I do want to get into a debate with you or a discussion with you about that, because it still kind of bugs me a little bit.
Okay. So the whole Max Medina thing. Okay. So I watched her. So on the porch, you watch these two aspects of her. The responsible mom was trying to explain. And then you had the woman that was very attracted and here's an opportunity, right?
Right.
You know, and I always want to tell people, you know, the reason that you and I are all sitting here is because there's a basic biological need that's very strong and it's going to happen. And so it's you know, I don't know her history and I don't know how long it was, but obviously we know which one won in that moment. And so we could say in that moment that part of her overrode the responsible part. And it was not an ideal situation. And I think the next day, when some of that has kind of calmed down, she realizes it.
Well, I think one of the positive things that you can take away from it, at least from Rory's perspective, is that it's going to make her grow up a heck of a lot faster, because at times who's raising who?
That's right.
Yes. And because Lorelai had a child at 16 and she ran away at 16 and she had to kind of find her own way. And so, yeah, we do know when trauma happens, you know, depending on how often it happens, we do have parts of us that are kind of stuck in that time. And she's, you know, she's not doing therapy or anything like that to get these parts updated. So we do see her make impulsive, you know, and again, as a therapist, though, a lot of times when people do things that are really impulsive, like what you're talking about, Scott, they are not operating at their age. They are operating at, like, my 17-year-old came out and, you know, the door was open and she just took off. And so they're not in that space. And so it's not an ideal situation. I mean, obviously it adds to the drama of the show.
Well, and sometimes we just make a bad decision because we want to make out with the hottie with the Mustang with funny teacher, great hair guy.
And the, you know, and he, you know, and I don't want to play too much in them actually doing anything, but he does appeal to that part of her.
Yeah.
He does appeal to that. There are, unlike, you know, unlike Luke, where she, I think she is very protective because she doesn't want anybody to see it. She doesn't want, and I think she is scared of loss of that relationship. Max Medina, he just lays it out there. There is no questioning. There is no guessing. He lays it out there exactly. And so there may be some part of her that's relieved. I don't have to, you know, guess what's happening here. I know exactly what his intentions are. And it's very, and it is appealing to her on some level. And I do think in that moment, she probably wasn't fully thinking from the mom brain.
Right. The risk, Scott, of Lorelai liking Luke is so much bigger and greater than her liking the hot teacher.
Yes, absolutely.
Do you know why? Because she's in control with Max. He is unwittingly providing her the ammunition to completely sabotage that relationship because he is letting his guard down. And I don't know if that's a terribly good idea for any man to do that with a personality like Lorelai. And I think that Luke doesn't give in to that.
That's true.
Because maybe on a certain level, he knows that his only chance is to just clam up, not play into that stuff, and just be himself and play the waiting game, which he did and he won. And because
she
he
shows up every day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She does. She shows up every day.
Yep.
She could eat somewhere else. I mean, I know it's a small town and what the place across the street is probably weird, but she does show
Al's Pancake.
It's the coffee. She does, it's
but
the
she
coffee.
Does. Yeah. Well, I mean, he does like her coffee, but seriously, we, you know, if you've ever frequented a space and any time if you're dating anybody, you could go somewhere else. There's a reason why you keep showing up though. But yeah,
Suki can cook for her.
Exactly.
Like, come on.
Exactly.
But she continues to send out ammo to me, to Max, to use against her. She just continues unconsciously to
but
do it.
But it's not safe. You know, again, speculation here. If you're not seen in your household, this isn't safe. It's not safe to be vulnerable. And we learn that really early on. You know, your first intimate relationship is with your parents.
Mm-hmm.
How safe are you? And so it is really difficult, not to pick on parents here, but it is our first intimate relationship. Right. And so if I don't get that, and then we know at 16, she's out the door and she's trying to figure out, she's raising a child. But this relationships are dangerous. And so Max is obvious. What you see is what you get. Luke is scary.
Right.
Yeah, he's scary. I don't really, there's like sometimes, and they're both, I think in the, was it the second episode when she goes up and she shows up early out of her normal time and she tells him, you know, that somebody asked her out. You can look, you can watch her and she's seeing if he does a reaction. Does he care?
Exactly.
Does he care? Because he's so poker face.
Exactly. That's why she brings it up to him. It, the dance began from the moment we meet them. So obviously it was going before.
Yeah.
It is from moment one. When she says to Rory, do you think Luke is cute? Yeah. That's the ultimate admitting that you like someone.
Well, and then Rory, if you remember what Rory, because Rory doesn't even know. The two closest people, she doesn't feel safe enough to let the two closest people know this very intimate thing. And so she tests it, and then she gets feedback, and it's like, okay. And so again, I don't know how conscious she is in doing some of this, but it is a safe way to have access to him.
Yep.
And when she says things that are provocative, she does have his attention.
So it's almost like she is having a relationship with him without having to worry about the hassles of having a relationship with him.
Yes, absolutely. It's the and I mean, you know, and it's so it's a safe place because it's that place. And, you know, and that's the thing with these protector parts that we can have like that. Their job is to keep me from getting hurt. But that thing that she's doing, you're like, well, it's going to hurt you because I don't want to come in close to you when that's apparent, when that's active in you.
And that's the thing with our protectors. See it in this episode, Scott, you know what? We talked about it right from the start. The pain I felt seeing Luke, seeing her with Max, it was so real.
Yeah. That's very palpable.
Those were the eyes and the feelings and the face of a poker player who may have been flogging himself for not staying in the game, or at least not anteing up.
Those reenactors felt it too. Right. Did you not think that? The reenactors were like, oh no.
Because they can see it, but they know. The only two people that don't know would be Luke and Lorelai. Everybody else,
right?
But nobody wants to take on Luke and get their head ripped off, and nobody wants to play Lorelai's witty, where the hell is this going game that I don't have time to get pulled into. So they're very protected. They're very protected, but yeah.
But that's why I really enjoyed playing the role. It was because I knew my love for her was pure. I didn't know whether it was going to work on any level, and I didn't particularly care about her fear. I was enveloped in my fear a little bit, but I wasn't going to change myself in order to become so vulnerable, because I probably didn't intellectually understand that that was not the thing to do with her. I probably just simply sensed it.
Yeah.
And it's like, when you're in doubt and when there's that much fear, you don't make a move. And I think it took so much.
That's absolutely true. That is true of everyone.
There's a paralysis there. And
yes.
And that's what was so, I think, unique about this relationship in the whole canon of TV lovers and TV, because of these seriously flawed people. Yes. Who were terrified of one another. And you're right about the way we are imprinted by our parents, and how we sort of mirror them throughout our lives. And, I had one parent that, not to analyze myself, but I had one parent who used humor to keep distance. And that's all he did. He was just, he was fast and funny and clever and smart as a whip. But where are the feelings?
Yeah.
You know, where are they? And I think Lorelai has a little bit of that too. She's always testing.
Totally.
Who gets this? Who's fast enough? Who's funny enough? Who's worthy enough?
Well, and you speak to something I think that's really important in that. A lot of times we don't even know what our protectors are. So she's protecting herself. But what she doesn't know is that you're hurting me. And we would say she's so enveloped in her own protection that she can't see it. And we can't. I mean, we can with therapy. These are treatable things. But when you're in it, that's the lens you're looking out of. That is the lens you're looking out of. So we don't know how fearful. She looks so comfortable and she looks so easy in the world. And maybe some aspects of her are. But I would venture a guess that this is also really, really strong protector within her.
Yeah. And I think for Luke, that it's the ultimate, it's a marathon, not a sprint, where he's like, first he's scared, but also he is just going to wait this out and let all these others fall and be the last man standing. There's some element of him just being sort of just so like, I'm just going to wait this out.
He's building courage.
Yeah.
I think that's really what it is. It's not about her, petering out because she's had a series of failed attempts at relationships. It's just him building courage. And I think we see that over time. He's just building up the courage. And that's why that first kiss was so fraught with tension.
Same with her.
Yeah, same.
She's building up the courage too. That's right.
It's, you can almost see him because I've seen several times where he's like, what is it? What is it? And she won't say it. it's almost like it can't come up, you know, out of her throat. And so in that moment, right before they kiss, it's a lot for her to say when he says, there was a moment. I thought there was a moment, because that was you kind of being vulnerable. I'm thinking. And then she finally had to go, there was. She never wanted to admit that.
Mm-hmm. And there was a moment in this episode where he said, well, come on inside and get some coffee. That was, I think, maybe the first time he kind of asked her on a little date. A little mini date, because it was, you know, a little after hours maybe. And, you know, come on in. We'll be a little intimate with the coffee and come on in, get out. And she rejected him. She goes, no, I love the snow, and I'm gonna go see Max, and we're gonna mac on each other's faces.
And again, just speaking for the one who's not here, and I could be so wrong, I wonder if it would have not been snowing. I mean, that may not have happened, you know, because all that snow and stuff and led to that little intimate moment, though. But if it hadn't have been snowing, she might have gone inside. Mm-hmm. But I do think, okay, so, and again, sorry to my therapist too much. That's her little girl that loves the snow, and she wanted to be outside and play in the snow. And then the little girl met the 17-year-old part of her, and then went somewhere else.
Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices, and vacation disappears quicker than ice cream melts. But what if summer doesn't have to come with a scorching price tag? What if there's another way? With IKEA, your plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Dreamy getaways can mean the perfect reading nook right outside your window, picnic in the shade, or taking your morning coffee to meet the morning sun. Really, any meal tastes better outside. Create that summer escape for family and friends and start planning a better, more affordable summer right now. You can be the host with the most and the least worries. This summer, make your doorstep the perfect vacation destination with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global. Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Well, wait a minute. Max Medina is Christopher.
Yes.
He's playing the role of Christopher 16 years later. It's completely inappropriate.
But it's what she knows.
It's risky. Mm-hmm. Let's take a chance. It could screw up my daughter's life, but gosh darn it, he's got great hair.
But remember,
I'm getting back on the motorcycle with Max Medina.
But she knows the motorcycle.
She knows the motorcycle.
She's like, I don't want my daughter, because I know the motorcycle, so I don't want my daughter to get on the motorcycle.
Right.
Because she knows daughters are vulnerable to the motorcycle, as she is vulnerable to the motorcycle.
We could go on and on, but that's why she's so worried about Dean and why she even acknowledges that Dean looks like Christopher.
Well, he's smooth and he says it. And that's why I think Luke is scary to her, because he doesn't lay the, I mean, poker face.
Yeah. Poker face.
Well, he got very vulnerable with her in that moment, talking about his father, and he was buried with his musket, and you know, it softened him a little bit. And he went out and he gave those guys some coffee, and he took some orders that are, you know, yeah, you want tea, you want cocoa, okay, you know. And he
did the balloons for Rory's birthday.
He regressed.
Every once in a while, we see that softer side when he made the coffee cake or whatever it was.
But then that softer side, and this is how we all are, though. But then that softer side goes down, and then, you know, he sees what he saw across the street with her and Max. And it's and so inside, it could be like, well, this is why I have this wall going back up, not going to let it go back down again. And so that happens to us. And then, even in the perspective that you talk about him having, these are, you know, socialites, and they're upper class, and they're snotty and stuff. That's a perception that he would have had early on. And so again, as things come into my environment, they're always going to touch upon some of my core beliefs. Do they reinforce it? Do they challenge it? Do they reinforce it? And so that's on us. Mm-hmm. You could be right, or it could be a belief that you've had a long time that hasn't been updated either, though.
That's right. That's right.
If that makes sense.
Perfectly. That's okay. Luke's sort of flaw or, you know, issue.
I just think he's practical. He's like, you know, that's not sustainable. I can't live in that world, but man, I sure want to try.
But it's born out of that. No, but I mean, that's where these parts are born out of, though, if that makes sense, though. Mm-hmm. It's not practical for me to think that way.
Right.
I don't live in that environment. Why would I, you know? So.
Gosh.
Woof.
Talk about sexual tension.
So much.
Good God. Can you imagine that first night? Whoa.
I know. We did not really. Why didn't they let us see more of that? You were there. Why didn't they let us see more of that? We got to see everybody else.
The fur. They could have been like a shot of outside the house with a bunch of fur flying out the window.
Oh, my God.
The cliche scene in the window where we see everything.
Steam.
Fire department's called. Kurt comes because he's volunteering that day. So,
you guys are saying this, it is a little like hand over my eyes when Lorelai and Max are going at it so aggressively. I'm not really used to seeing Lorelai like that.
Well, because that's the part you don't get to see. Yeah.
Yeah, that gave me a little bit of the, like, I don't know, the wigglies, where I was like, oh, should I be seeing this about Lorelai? And, like, I mean, there's so many movies or TV shows where it's just like totally like out there. But for Lorelai, I felt, oh, this is uncomfortable for me to see this.
Because we don't know that side of her.
Yeah.
And it was also, I don't know, from my perspective, it was very polite. I thought it was very tame. You know what I mean?
Max and Lorelai?
Yeah, I thought that was tame. Yeah, I thought, that's why I didn't mind it so much, because I said, you know, that fire is not burning that hot.
I was happy Lane interrupted, because I was not ready for it.
Lane is interruptus?
Yeah, because I was like, I don't want to see this go further. I don't know why. I was like, I'm uncomfortable.
Because it's wrong. It goes against the laws of nature.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I don't think we know. I just don't think we know that aspect of her, though. But you got to see that part of her, and we don't know that part of her.
I think Luke felt 100x. I mean, you know, Luke in that situation, that's like, you know, forget about it.
I'm not worried about it.
Nothing's no lanes interrupting that. Like Lane's running out of the house, like I better call the cops. You know, someone's getting murdered.
Oh man, that would have been an interesting episode.
Oh my Lord. Kim, we're gonna have to call you and have you back. We need your professional therapy just to get us through this.
It's
first
a
season.
Really interesting perspective, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah.
It really is.
What do you guys think?
I think you're spot on. I really do.
So Amy agrees. Okay, Scott, what is the inner Luke? Inner Luke. What's the inner Luke? How's he receiving this?
You know, it's helping me figure out why he felt it was a bridge too far with her. What made him hesitate? What made him so cautious? Because he's being very cautious. Why he's so practical? Why he probably feels it's doomed at the outset. You know, she's to this, she's a little wacky. She's a little, you know, he's not going to be able to keep up with that. He's a guy who wakes up early and goes to bed early.
Yeah. And does the same.
Yeah. It's like, he's got a very patterned, a structured life, and that's what he hangs on to. His structure, his business, that is him. That is who he is. And to allow this into his life, and he wants it, but I think he doesn't want it. And I think that's really the tension within him. I agree
with that.
You know, I think he wants it and he doesn't want it. But, and once he gets it, well, I mean, we'll talk about that another time, maybe with you. It's definitely an explosive dynamic between those two. That's for sure.
And I think they're both attracted to the other. Like, she's light and change.
Yeah.
And he's stability, but they're both on high. And it's like, if you could calibrate this a little bit where we could be in each other's spaces. And I think, you know, eventually they do when they start to speak to each other. But yeah, but I think in the beginning, it's that opposite attract, which, you know, we do have to calibrate a little bit because it's attractive, but it's not sustainable in a lot of cases.
Right. So many of those start out like a house on fire and then they fail very quickly.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So. Oh, Kim, thank you so much. You're awesome.
This was fun.
We'll talk to you again soon
You're interesting.
Thank you.
We psychologicalized and psychoanalyzed. I enjoy that.
We therapized it.
We therapized.
It's
fascinating.
I love it.
You're fascinating.
Talk to you soon.
Thank you so much, Kim.
Thank you so much, Kim. Wasn't that fascinating? Isn't she fantastic?
Yeah. She had a great perspective and the way she sort of explained things. And I think we should have a therapy session every once in a while.
I do,
because
too.
Because we need to sort of like dig in deeper on what's really happening.
Oh, I enjoyed that. I think she's fantastic. Wow. What an insightful human being and a real pro.
Yeah. Good therapist. She's a good therapist.
I feel better already. I feel like we accomplished something here. You know,
well, now get ready. Rory's Dance.
Rory's Dance. Oh, that's going to be the next one. So we get to watch that. So everybody watch Rory's Dance. We're going to break it down next episode. And look, thanks for downloading. We appreciate it. We're having a blast. We love you guys. You're the best fans on planet Earth. You already know that. But you need to be told. You need to be praised. We are going to do that. I am Scott Patterson. This is the I Am All In podcast on iHeartRadio. We'll see you next time. Don't forget, follow us on Instagram at I Am All In Podcast and email us at gilmore@iheartradio.com. Oh, you Gilmore fans, if you're looking for the best cup of coffee in the world, go to my website for my company, scottyp.com, scottyp.com, scottyp.com. Grade one specialty coffee.
Awesomer. The best time of the year usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Who doesn't love shopping at Target? Did you know the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target? And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. But wait, there's more. Now you've got a new way to save with Target Circle 360. With unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's. Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.